Genia. Carter tries the direct route. No way through there. Foley reaches out, slams it down. He is over. Is that enough? Now it's Bernard Foley spotted a gap, and then he gives it out to Halaketti. He gives it to Rhys Hodge. Hodge! Good change of pace. Rhys Hodge! He's over it! What a way to finish!
Oh, we had to get that try in there. Bernard Foley, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are we doing?
Well done, mate. Well, we're talking about a win. Now, the Italians, they were spirited, mate, but you did get the job done.
We did. We did. It wasn't probably the most polished performance from us, but as you said, the Italians came out and they played with a lot of passion and a lot of emotion and, you know, challenges all the way towards the end. So it was great to get the win and great, I suppose, result for hard work that the guys have put in over the 3 weeks.
Mate, I played fourth grade cricket with Italian blokes. They play that with passion and emotion, let alone a rugby test. So I think we could have expected that. Michael Checker, what were his thoughts after the game?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's always happy whenever you get a test win. You know, they don't come, or they're not given to you easily. You have to work for every win. So for us, you know, we're ecstatic to get the win. You know, there's so many things that we can work on, so many things we can do better. But for the moment, you know, for 3 weeks, having, I think it was five guys debut, a lot of guys in the Wallaby camp for their first time, you know, it was a good stepping stone to what's going to happen later on in the year.
Yeah, you probably kept them in it, though, in a way, mate. I know you come out and you look at the positives, but you probably kept them believing more than they should have.
Yeah, I think exactly right. You know, we probably weren't as clinical as we would have been, would have liked to have been. We probably didn't exit or play the territory game as well as we could have. And I think, you know, too many mistakes, too many top guys were trying to push the pass, throw that offload. That probably didn't stick, you know, and that's something we work on and we encourage. But you know, when it doesn't come off, it doesn't look too pretty, you know. But on another night, maybe those passes all stick, and you know we can put a bit of a gap or buffer on the points. But in saying that, it didn't happen. But as I said, a lot of players, you know, got a new experience, got to play Test rugby for the first time. So I think that's going to build the depth of the squad and build us. Be stronger for the next campaign, which is up against the All Blacks.
Yeah, one of the guys playing Test rugby for the third time, Carmichael Hunt, we've spoken to him on this program, and I think we've spoken to you about him too. He continues to play well, but it's going to be interesting from your point of view, Bernie, with Kirtley Beale back into the mix. What does Checker do there? We've just had Kevin Walters on, and he talks to his senior players about what they want in the team. Do you think Checker would talk to you about your preference of who plays at 12?
Yeah, Check very open, you know, when we talk about players or the makeup of the side. You know, I think both players are exceptional players, but both bring a totally different game style. I think, you know, Carmichael's a lot more abrasive, loves the contact side of it, loves to, you know, carry the ball hard or go up and make shots in defence, where KB's probably a little bit opposite. He you know, the creative flair, and he always wants the ball and wants to be attacking. You know, and he's got a great mindset, a positive mindset. You know, where the team can probably alter, and it maybe becomes a bit of a horses for courses, is, you know, the style you want to play or who you're up against week to week. So
sure.
I think it's good having, you know, a player like Carmichael, who, as we saw, you know, is developing into that second ball player role, which... you know, he was in there distributing, he was carrying. So, you know, having that strength in his bow is going to be something that's going to be useful for the team.
And Israel Folau, mate, bobbing up in all the right areas. First Wallaby to score a tri-double in three consecutive test matches. So that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, he's got his mojo. He's always good when he's scoring tries for the team, because it means the hard work inside's doing it and he's just finishing. So... He's been good. He's been, you know, really exciting over these last 3 weeks, and we just got to hope he continues. Keep playing a style that can get him into the game, can get all our outside backs, you know, because we want them scoring the tries.
Well, Rhys Hodge scored a try. You probably don't get a try assist, but that was the key pass that released Halaketti down the sideline before he passed to Rhys Hodge. Do you boys have a go at him about his running style? The front on of Reece Hodge's running style.
Mate, how quick is he?
He was really quick. I thought, wow, look how quick. Mate. I didn't realise he was that quick, Reece Hodge. But then you look at the front on, his running style's horrible.
He's got some horrendous facials too, poor Reece. And his limbs don't suit his body.
He's quick though. He's quick.
He looked terrible.
No, it was it was a good team try, you know, to finish that game and to finish on a high note. And you know, he came on and he's a bit of a Mr. Fix-It for us, Reece. He's
right.
Played nearly in every position and found himself out in the wing. And as we saw, he had the wheels just to get there.
He belted down. Now, mate, back to Super Rugby. You've got the weekend off. Are you back in camp or back with the squad?
No, we've actually been given a couple of days off, which is nice.
Nice.
Just to rest up, recover, and then get back into Super Rugby. So we'll join up with the lads who have been together now for a couple of weeks and then play. We've got the two final games, one at home against the Jaguars, which is a really big home game for us. You know, a lot of guys playing their last home game. So it's exciting. And then we finish over in Perth.
Yeah, well done on Saturday at Suncorp. Good win against Italy. I know all eyes now for New Zealand coming up in August, but a couple of Super Rugby games to get through before that. Good on you, Bernie. Well done. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Cheers, lad.